Beautiful, beautiful hymn, one of my favorite hymns. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Do you know the hymn?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a beautiful hymn.
What number is it, please?
312.
Okay.
3-1, Jesus keep me near the cross. This was running in my mind from last evening. I was sitting and preparing, what hymn can I prepare like? So I got the same. So I couldn't forget this in this whole day. This was going on in my mind. Jesus keep me near the cross.
Mm.
Wow. This hymn, no surprise, this was written by Fanny Crosby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all know about her.
Yeah.
But still, it's good to remind ourselves about her life and who she was and what she did. Just a quick note about her life.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, Be Near the Cross is a hymn that was composed by Fanny Crosby. In the year 1869, she was born in the year 1820.
Oh.
But she wrote the same in the year 1869. And she was born in New York.
Hmm.
Yeah. We all know that she became blind at 6 weeks old.
Yes.
6 week old baby.
Mm.
By a doctor's mistake, not the real qualified doctor. I don't know what doctor he was.
And
she, got this eye infection and she lost her sight.
Mm.
Though losing her sight was tragic, she used that affliction to her advantage.
Mm.
Yeah. She actually said, I was so surprised and shocked. She actually said that had it not been for her blindness, she might not have had a good education.
Mm. I suppose those days,
mm.
because those days, girls, to start off with, girls didn't go to school, even boys at the time, they used to go to work at an early age, 7, 8.
Mm. I thought sitting in a living in a city, or if you have money, you'll get good education. No, mm. she mm. proved that she was blind, but she had good education.
Mm. Did she say how?
Pardon?
Did she say how she got the education?
Okay,
sorry.
And even have the great memory she had.
Mm.
She had great, great memory.
Wow.
Yeah, she was very gifted. I'll tell you why.
Mm.
Or achieve the influence she later had.
Mm.
So all because of her blindness.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is reported that she memorized, I said she got good memory, right? Great memory. She memorized the first 4 books of the Old Testament.
Wow.
The toughest books, right?
Mm-hmm.
Genesis, Exodus, all 4 books, the first 4 books. Memorized. And 4 Gospels before she turned 10.
Wow. That's actually wow.
Mm-hmm. That's why great memory. That's what she said.
You mean the content, of course?
Everything, the entire 4 Gospels.
Wow.
She memorized before she could turn 10. And her grandma used to read the Bible.
Yeah.
I remember when I was small, before of us, my sister, my mom and dad, during family prayer, my dad will ask us to read a chapter.
Mm.
I feel as though my mouth hurts to read a chapter. Sometimes he'll ask us to read 2 chapters in the family prayer and to sing 2 hymns, like Oh, I'll be so tired. Oh, when I'll go to bed, my mouth hurts.
Mm.
But here, a grandma used to read the scripture so that the little child can memorize.
Mm. A very patient, good grandma, well-loving grandma.
Before she could turn 10. And over her life, she knew many passages of the Bible by heart. Yeah, of course, she can by heart memorize the books in the Bible, definitely. Later, when she reached the age of 15, her parents enrolled her at the New York Institution for the Blind.
Mm.
Only at the age of 15, she joined the Institution for the Blind, and there she studied. After graduation, she became a teacher there in the same school. She came back and worked as a teacher.
Mm.
Yeah, and there she met her husband, who was also blind, married him and had a child, but the child died because some health problem. She lost her child, and the husband also left her after some time. Yeah. And there, while at the institution, Fanny learned how to play the piano and the guitar, and also received technical training in music.
Mm-hmm. Oh. What is
and it? Pardon?
I wonder what that is.
No idea.
Mm.
What is technical training?
At that, I don't know.
Not sure. And in her life, she composed more than over 8,500 hymns.
Wow.
It's not actually hymns.
Mm.
Songs and poems. Because most of her poems were not set to music.
Mm.
So she wrote more than over 8,500 songs and poems. Interesting, right?
Mm.
Yeah. The famous, have you heard about D.L. Moody? Famous evangelist? D.L. Moody was said to have asked Crosby the following question toward the end of her life. Fanny was towards the end of her life, and D.L. Moody happened to meet Fanny.
Mm.
And this was going on in his mind for a long time, maybe, because he would have heard about her and her life and the hymns that people used to sing in the church. So he definitely wanted to ask her something. So this is what he asked. And if you could have just one wish granted, what would it be? This question he asked Fanny Crosby. Moody expected her to ask for sight. He thought that definitely she'll ask for sight. Sensing this, she said to have replied, if I could have one wish, I wish that I might continue blind till the rest of my life.
Wow. I wonder what she means, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it means that she's content, isn't it?
Yeah. She's happy with what she has seen.
Yeah, she realized she was gifted.
You know what it reminds me of?
Yeah.
It reminds me in the Bible of when, didn't God ask Solomon what he wanted and he said wisdom?
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Riches? Yeah.
Nobody has ever had the same wisdom before Solomon and even after Solomon.
Yeah. Mm.
But this special gift is a gift. It's not the wisdom that's included, the worldly wisdom, how to control, how to manage, you know, everything, right? But here Fanny's is entirely different.
Mm.
That she could memorize books in the Bible before she was 10.
A lot of it, not just a verse or two. Books.
Yeah. Books. Four books. The Old Testament. Four Gospels. New Testament. Yes, Radha.
Then on, there's a man on 3ABN who was interviewed once. A long time ago I saw this. where he could recite any of the Psalms. He could recite any of the Psalms, but I don't know about the whole Bible. I can't remember if he knows the whole Bible or not.
Well, I think he was an old gentleman.
Yeah. Yeah.
He knew the whole Bible. Because
he knew the whole Bible.
There was in him as verses at random. You know, Genesis, then Matthew, then whatever.
Oh, it was the whole Bible, yeah.
All the verses they ask him in you.
The thing is, before his sermon, he'll know what he's going to preach, right?
Mm.
So he'll come thorough with his scriptures.
The same man.
Christian, yeah? Mm. He don't use the Bible. It's just more of his.
And there's a man who used to preach in our church as well. He knew scripture like that. When he preached, he never read from the Bible. He would just say it.
Much to learn.
And hearing a reply, Moody was taken back and asked, how can you say that? And Crosby responded, she said, because after being blind all these years, the first face I want to see now is the face of Jesus.
Wow. Oh, my word.
Mm. Amen.
Yeah. This hymn, Jesus keep me near the cross to see Jesus' face. So, this is what was going in my mind. What made her to write this hymn? Jesus, keep me near the cross. What for? To see his face. Because there only everything starts from the at the cross.
Mm.
You don't realize most of the time what cross means. They just hang in the neck or just keep it home or do something. Put it outside the house without knowing. But the real meaning, Fanny Crosby understood, Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Mm. Maybe she was, I don't know if she said or not, it sounds like temptation, to keep her from temptation.
Mm.
Sinful
temptation also. Yeah. You know what, if you look at it, she's blind.
Mm.
In other words, there is no hope.
Mm.
Hope is found only in the cross.
Mm.
So when you can imagine when she's read it, when she's learned it, when she realized the only hope to be saved is to be near the cross.
Mm.
It reminds me as well of John the Baptist and Enoch, those people who kept themselves away from the world and whose only focus was Jesus.
Yeah. God. Yeah. And that's the reason she repeated in a chorus, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Mm-hmm.
When we read the hymn, we'll come to know. Yeah.
Yes.
This, there's a famous, person whose name was William H. Donne, or Donne, mm-hmm. I don't know, wrote the music, and he first wrote the music. It's interesting. He wrote the music, and then, that's the melody, he wrote the melody, and asked Fanny to listen to it,
mm.
because she cannot read the music. He said to listen, and he played the music, the melody for her, and asked her to write something for the melody. It's the other way around. Generally, you write something and then set the tune to it, or the melody to it. But here he said, he wrote the melody, and he said, listen, asked Fanny to listen to it, and then write something for it. And she said, this is what she said. Upon hearing the melody, she said, she felt it said, Jesus, keep me near the cross. someone said, she spelt that, oh, the right word for this melody is Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Mm.
And this is what she said, and she just wrote.
Mm.
What came to her mind?
She was completely in tune with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why someone was saying on the internet, I got this. Like, we sing about the cross. However, when the real scene was taking place, there were very few who stood
mm-hmm.
with Jesus.
Mm.
Even the disciples went.
Mm. Yes, that's true.
Mm.
You know, and I think it's the only song that actually has the words in the cross, in the cross.
Mm, yeah, that's what I said from yesterday evening. I was thinking about this.
Yeah, I don't think there's any other song that says in the cross.
Mm. Okay, shall we go? Sing.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. What song?
Marianne,
what? 2-1-1.
3-1-2. 3-1-2.
Okay.
Okay. Ilma?
Jesus keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the
near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Mm-hmm. Who's on iPhone?
Hello.
Someone joined on iPhone.
Oh, that's me, but I'm just, hold on.
Okay, that's fine, that's fine.
It's Jenny, but I'm just listening this evening.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Virginia?
Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring his sins before me. Help me walk from day to day. Let his shadow o'er me. In the cross, be my glory ever. Till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Raymond?
Near the cross the watchman wheels, holding trusting ever, he might reach the golden sun just beyond the river. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory. Here my raptured soul shall find rest beyond.
right? Beautiful.
That's very, I mean, I was reading the verses. I think somebody made a film on it. The flying, I don't know if it was Ellen Keeler or but they were saying, I saw the film. And then the grandmother, to start off with, she didn't want to do anything, it was like, and then the grandmother was teaching her how to speak, to talk. And she took her to the tap and opened the tap on her face, according to the film. And eventually she grabbed water, like, because the water was on her face. And I was looking at the first verse. Said, Jesus, keep me near the cross, there's a precious fountain. Free to all the healing stream flows from Calvary. Whether the feeling of water, I don't know if it's related to or to some another person who was blind or from birth or young. You know, but the word is like, you know, when you think about it, when you're blind, even verse 2 says, near the cross it trembles, the love and mercy found. Thy family could be, enabled me to speak, to develop all the skills, to learn, to give me intelligence and wisdom, you know. And also, even the third verse, near the cross, the Lamb of God, bring its sins before me, as me walk from day to day with its shadows over me. You know, maybe that's why she asked. She asked to stay blind, not to have the blindness removed from her.
Yeah.
You know, that makes sense.
Yeah. Reading the fourth stanza, I was thinking, I was waiting for this appointment, so disappointed every day.
Yeah.
Sulking, I was grumbling, and yeah, emotionally I was down. It's too much light. So I was so down. But here, near the cross, I'll watch and wait, hope, trusting ever.
Yeah.
Till then, yeah, we know God is there, He will do for us, but still we allow this doubt and unbelief, and I don't know, I'll do that many times. I'll allow this.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's a sinful nature, no? You know, because we battle in the great controversy. But these things should remind us, because imagine, compare myself. At least we can see and walk and see people and drive and do anything, you know, and you can see.
But I'm sorry, go on, Raymond.
Okay.
No, I was going to say, I was going to say, being blind and not being able to see until Christ comes is like somebody who was in the Garden of Eden before sin entered the world, and then their eyes are opened again after Christ comes. So they only see the beauty that this world has, that God has to offer us.
True.
In like we see, as the Bible says, we see through a dark glass darkly, but then we shall see face to face. So what we are going to see is so much better than what we've been seeing so far. Even technology, the big screen TVs, even the, you know, they have 3D and whatever different kinds of vision now, is never going to equal what God has for us in the heaven and the earth.
Yeah.
I'm just reading it and I can't find how much she was. She must have been something real, somebody who really studied, right? Look at the word she used. He says, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. right? And she come down in the cross with my glory. Till my raptured souls shall find rest where? Beyond the river. Now if you look at the people of Israel, what did God, what happened? God showed them the promised land, but they had to cross over the Jordan, to cross the river. Now this has a lot of meaning. You can put many things, but this is what you see. I will be beyond the river in the promised land. Behold. And then we get on verse last one. He says, near the cross I'll watch and wait, hoping and trusting ever, till I reach the golden strand just beyond the river. She's blind, but she's seen how much, you know, faith will take her out beyond the river to the promised land.
She had a vision that none of us have.
Yeah. It's still like making my faith 1%.
Yeah. For her to have memorized the Bible, and then being blind and focusing only on that kind of concept, she was able to see, you know, I was just looking at the list of hymns she wrote, all the meaningful hymns.
Blessed Assurance.
Yeah, all of the meaningful hymns. Praise Him, Praise Him.
Yeah.
Jesus Keep Me Near, that's the one we did now.
To God be the glory.
Give the world, but give me Jesus. Word. Yeah, to God be the glory. Rescue the perishing.
Care for the dying, yeah?
How great thou art.
She didn't have physical sight, vision, but she had spiritual vision.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
And she had difficulties in her life also. One thing she didn't have, she lost her sight.
Mm.
She lost her dad when she was baby, 2 year old, something like that.
Mm.
And she cannot stay with her mom because the mom has to earn on the family. And that's how the grandma stayed with her. But she had a really good grandmother.
Yeah. That's great. Must have been very patient to teach her baby.
She's a beautiful lady. Tiny Crosby is very beautiful.
And she lost the child, and it's not only being blind, and lost the child.
Lost the child?
She was married to a blind man.
Mm.
The same institution where she was working.
Mm.
And she had a child. And the child died.
Mm.
Stillborn baby, or the baby died after some time?
Mm.
Not sure. And husband also left her.
Mm.
They're talking about not just being blind, I'm talking about 3 blows on top of maybe when she was begging, she must have had the up and down.
You know something you said, Sister Sheba, you said when we wait, we can't wait.
Mm.
She wrote the song as well, He Hideth My Soul. And she used her waiting time so profitably.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? She really deepened that relationship between her and God during that waiting time. But as you see, the rest of us, we waste our time sometimes.
And she wrote this hymn also, All the Way My Savior Leads Me.
Mm.
Ask beside, can I doubt his tender mercies? Because she was praying for, she needed a $5 and badly need of $5, and she was just praying. And while she was praying, there was a stranger from nowhere, just handed over £5 to her, $5 to her.
Mm.
Surprised from where this man has come from, who is he like?
Mm.
He gave her $5, and that's how she said, wrote this hymn, "All the way my Savior leads me."
She was physically blind, but spiritually she can see. Verse 3 says, "Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring his sins before me." Help me walk from day to day with the shadows of me. Bring its sins. What is bring its sins before me? The blind person.
Yeah. He desired for few things here, for God's shadow to be over her.
Yes.
Yeah, and to God to keep her near the cross. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that means we should stop complaining and grumbling. Away from the cross, she cannot see Jesus. It's by the cross. That's an example for us today, because we can see, we get away, we go away, aside the cross, concentrate on the cross.
That's what, if you want to see Jesus, come to the cross. That's the meeting place.
Thank you, Sister Shiva. Any more questions, otherwise I'll take requests.
Yeah. No, I'm done. Thank you.